Hello, Ghouls and Ghoulettes, and welcome back to the Gospel of Ghosts, the podcast that aims to bring the lore and narrative of ghosts to the forefront of their music. As always, my name is Niall, and today I'm joined by a very special returning guest, all the way over from Ghost Clergy UK on Instagram. It's Aidan. How's it going?
Yes, I'm back for a third time in my first episode that doesn't include Satan in the title.
Wait, what? Well, you did Satan prayer. And then you did the death
and
of Satan's
death
eyes.
Of Satan's eyes, yeah. Yes. So well, I feel like I've finally broken free of my typecasting.
I would have been hard pressed to find anything referencing Satan on this album because they don't actually say it,
damn,
do they?
No.
At all. But how have you been?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right?
That's as far as that goes.
Aidan, for those who don't know, and are just joining us for this season, runs the largest UK-based ghost Instagram page. I can't remember how many followers you have, and I'm sure that you probably don't know off the top of your head, because
Ghost has been doing nothing.
It's
11.6k followers, but it was 11.7, but then because Ghost haven't been doing anything, we've lost 100 followers, unfortunately. So
tell
please come
it.
Back, and if you don't follow and if you don't follow us, give us a follow. So
yeah.
then when Ghost do something... We'll be there straight away telling
exactly.
you about it
exactly.
before even ghosts know they're doing it.
Well, they are doing something now because we did get, and this is the first podcast I've recorded since that news, so I can talk about it. We did get the news that they are doing Enter Sandman on the Metallica Black cover album.
Yes, I'll be quite interested to hear that because I wonder if they're going to do it like they did on that TV show or if they're not TV show. What was it on?
It was like a live broadcast for like the Keenan Queen of Sweden's like
yes that was it
anniversary
Metallica,
or something.
Metallica got some Swedish award.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they'll do it in the if well I say they or he'll do it in the style of that like because they did it with a Candlemass.
They did.
They,
yeah.
Time,
yeah.
But,
I really like that cover. I really like
that cover, but I wonder what direction this one will be.
From the small snippet that was in the trailer, I don't know if you've heard it, but the small snippet that was in the trailer, it sounds pretty much exactly the same, to be honest. Just a studio version of that.
Yeah. So. It'd be quite nice if they just remastered that exact one, to be honest. Just give us that one.
Yeah, that would be good.
But then they've clearly not credited Candlemass, if that is what they did, so...
They did put them on a playlist, though, apparently. Have you seen that? This inspired us to play Ghost, or to make Ghost music playlist. And, like, it's got Metallica in it and some, like, other rock bands. But then it's got, like, Napalm Death. And you're just like, how did this inspire Ghost whatsoever?
Yeah.
But yeah, as you said, it's been very quiet on the ghost front, so not a lot to talk about going forward. So how about let's do a little bit of self-promotion? Obviously, you still do, it's on a break at the moment, you do a podcast about Doctor Who, one of my favourite TV shows of all time. However, you have started a new one. Would you like to, talk about that?
Yes, we've finished series one of the Doctor Who podcast, Exterminating Doctor Who. Again, if you search that into YouTube or Spotify or wherever, you should find that. We're also on Instagram again, EDW_podcast. But yes, that will be coming back at the end of the year for a series two.
And I'll be special guesting on it.
You will be, yes. So I'll get you to do some promotion for that one. And then, but in the meantime, we've gone off on a spin-off that has nothing to do with Doctor Who, but a spin-off show about Batman, which is called A Night with the Dark Knight. And that's, you know, just talking about the best and worst versions of Batman over the years. So we're going to do about 10 episodes of that until series two of the Doctor Who one starts. So yes, give that a listen. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I haven't had the chance to catch up with the A Night with the Dark Knight podcast quite yet, but I do love my Batman. So I enjoyed the Doctor Who podcast, Exterminating Doctor Who, so I will definitely give it a listen. Quick fire question, though. Who's your favorite Batman? Or who's your Batman?
We discussed this in episode one of the podcast.
I don't want to spoil it then.
Well, I'll say it anyway. But it was like, because we posed this question and I thought, you know what? I don't really know who it is. But it took a bit of soul searching when I decided upon Michael Keaton in the end.
Okay. I can see. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. That's a more than acceptable answer.
What's yours? What are you going to go for?
Kevin Conroy.
Well, actually, our rules excluded Kevin Conroy because we said who's your favorite Batman. Then we went, well, obviously Kevin Conroy is the obvious choice. The second to that, that's what we said.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Okay. oh man, I do like Michael Keaton. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a fantastic Batman. But and I know that I'm going to get some shit for this, even though it's not in any way ghost related. But I'm not going to say George Clooney. Don't worry.
Ooh.
I liked Batfleck a lot.
Yeah, same. I really did.
Like, a lot. Like, I think he played it really well.
It's just the fact they made him kill that ruined it. If it wasn't for that, he'd be the perfect Batman. But
at the end of the day, that wasn't his choice, if you know what I mean. That doesn't take away from his performance as the Batman, you know.
No, same. But like, it hinders my ability to rewatch anything he's in, because I'm like, ugh, I forgot they did this.
No, that's completely fair. I really like the original comics and animated films that the sort of his Batman was based on, a Dark Knight, where he was like older Bruce Wayne. So I really dug his character, and I'm really sad that sort of universe is ending, and we're getting, well, actually, I look forward to Robert Pattinson's Batman, because I think he's a great actor, despite all the shit he gets for doing Twilight and all that kind of stuff. I think he's great.
From kind of stuff from me then. Robert Pattinson, really?
Have you seen him in any other things apart from Twilight?
No, that's literally the one and only thing I've seen.
Okay, you need to go and watch some Robert Pattinson stuff, because he's really, really good.
Trust he is, and I liked the trailer, but it was just when they initially announced it, it was like, what?
Yeah, well, you know who'd make a great Batman?
Me.
No, Papa Emeritus. So back to Ghost. Okay. He's got the face paint and all. So you're joining us today to discuss Absolution, which is, of course, on the Meliora CD. Why did I say CD? Who the fuck ever says CD nowadays?
I still buy CDs. Support the artist.
Surely if you're going to go down the route of supporting the artist with, like, buying their tracks, you would buy vinyl. At least.
Maybe, that's a bit too expensive my end.
So I'll support the artist,
but only so far.
Not
I'm
as
gonna,
much.
I'm going to buy loads of merch off you, Ghost, and go see you live anyway. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's a fair point. Yeah. They don't care about selling CDs. It's just all that sweet merchandise money.
Yeah.
It's the main thing. But you're here to talk about Absolution and Meliora. So as far as Meliora goes, very quickly, because obviously we're chatting a lot here. What do you think of the album? Is it the top? Is it your number one? Is it number two?
It is my favorite Ghost album. It's the album that got me into Ghost. So it will forever be my number. Not only is it my favorite Ghost album, I'd even say it's my number one album of all time.
Of all time.
So that's how much this album means to me.
Fair enough. And you've chosen to come on and do Absolution. Was that because I offered you a random choice, or is that because you actually like the song?
I think it was the only episode that was left. No, it was... I do really like this song. It's probably one of my favourite Ghost songs, but it is also based on a limited choice of episodes that I was offered. But, but yes. Yes, I really like this song.
Yes to both. So I would like to first start out this episode by briefly mentioning the instrumental track that takes place before Absolution, in between, I believe it's Majesty. It's called Devil Church. I'm sure you've heard it before.
Yes, yes. Originally intended to be part of Cerise, wasn't it?
It was, yes. But then they changed that, didn't they? Because they felt that the intro went on too long it stood. But I'm glad that they did it, because it gave me a segue for the show and an explanation as to why the storyline has advanced so much since one episode.
Okay.
So for those who don't remember it, it begins with soft organ notes before breaking into a song of worship, with choruses of people singing along in harmony. However, towards the end, the song takes a sudden downturn as the singing stops and the instrumental turns into a more depressing note, like the lights have gone out. I think that really plays into the song we're going to be discussing today, as I mentioned, Absolution. Something clearly has happened between Majesty and Absolution, represented by Devil Church, to the population that has majorly affected our story. It had been building for a while, starting with Majesty, or even as early as he is, of the population becoming disillusioned with Satan, and I think the finale of Devil Church represents that. It's sort of a, oh God, what have we done moment represented in musical form. So that's sort of what I look at Devil Church as. It's a very small song with a very big impact to this story,
especially with no lyrics too. You've got a lot of mileage out of that one.
Yeah, I have a very vivid imagination and a very panicked way of writing myself out of a corner. So with that in mind, shall we jump into Absolution?
Sure, let's go.
Fantastic. So the first verse. Ever since you were born, you've been dying. Every day a little more, you've been dying. Dying to reach the setting sun. I almost broke out into song there.
Oh, together now.
I am, like, the dying part, I was just like, you've been dying. And then for some reason, my mind just went dying to reach the setting sun, even though that was completely the wrong key. But yeah.
Yes.
So, how about you take it from us? Or would you like to start off? Or would you like me to start off?
Well, you could do your little previously on Gospel of Ghosts section to...
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
To get us to where we are before we are
of course,
seeing
of course.
The sun before we're dying.
Of course. Yes, that's fine.
Previously on the Gospel of Ghosts.
You got to keep that for every episode now.
I don't... I've only got 3 more to record, so good luck with that.
Damn.
2 more even. But no, previously on the Gospel of Ghosts. So the season started off with basically God being absent from the world. The Church of Satan has basically overthrown the Church of God to become the de facto ruling religion of the of society. Papa has been officially coronated as the Pope, the head of the society, the now religious society, worshipping Satan. And as one of his first acts, as seen in Cerise, he released, well, we titled them as Inquisitors, into the world to hunt down any remaining Christians and either convert them to Satanism and his cause or, well, kill them. To put it bluntly. And with that, society has been slowly turning more and more towards Satanism. The last holdouts of Christianity had slowly started to convert. And then we hit Majesty. And Majesty, the human population realized that they'd made a terrible, terrible mistake. And now they're beginning to regret it. So that's where we are so far. I'll start us off then. The song starts off with the gloriously dark guitar riff. And I know I don't normally talk about the instrumental stuff too often, but because I'm not an instrumental guy, I analyze the lyrics. But with Absolution, there are certain elements I believe are playing into the narrative, particularly those small bits at the start which sound like someone hitting particular keys on a piano. I'm sure you probably remember it. To me, they sound almost like bells, which to me is a huge reference to a previous song, Death Knell, as one of the songs from album 1, Opus Eponymous. As stated in the episode that covered the song, a death knell is actually the second set of 3 bell tolls related to the death of someone / something. The first is passing, indicating that someone / something is about to die, then the death knell, which was typically rung upon the death of that individual, and then the third, which we know today as a funeral toll, typically rung at the burial / cremation. So while the noise is present throughout the entire song, there is one interesting fact that I would like to draw attention to, and that is the number of tolls. There are exactly 3 tolls before the song starts, before this verse starts, which could mean that this song represents the burial of mankind. They're not literally dead, but they may as well be, with their abandonment of God and acceptance of a trickster who has made their lives miserable. So, with that in mind, let's approach the first lyrics. Firstly, is perspective. And I want to discuss that. Who do you think is singing these particular lines? Do you think it's the Inquisitors, or do you think it's somebody else?
Well, I now you've said the thing about it's society is dying that puts a little spin on it. I do think this is people like Inquisitors. I don't really think this is the higher-ups of the church singing this song, because I feel like they've done enough to be... come join our thing. Feel like that's been and gone. We've had enough of that now. So this feels a lot like, to me, that it is, I thought it was sounded like people rounding up the last remaining ounces of the religion that has now collapsed. So I think, yeah, it's probably the Inquisitors, let's call them. I like that as a good term for them. So I do think it's from the perspective of them towards the last stragglers who haven't come around yet.
Interesting. Okay. I disagree. Because I think that the Inquisitors have sort of done their job at the moment. I personally think there's 2 people who sing this entire song. I think one for the one perspective for the verses and one for the choruses. The verses, I believe, are being sung by Papa himself. So you said you didn't think it was the highest of the church. I think it is the highest of the church.
Okay.
While the choruses are a mixture of him and the born-again Christians who've started appearing since Majesty and Devil Church, trying desperately to revert the population back into the grace of God. And I will go into that more as we go on. So to me, these lines sung by Papa, who knows that he's starting to lose power, is basically just... it's like a cornered dog lashing out, if you know what I mean. Like, he's trying his hardest just to hurt people, to hurt the population that's basically turning on him at this point. That's sort of the perspective that I'm seeing from him in this song, is that he knows he's going to lose. Or he knows he's about to lose, so why not just go down and take everything else with you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially it also works for that idea again of this is the idea I've very heavily focused on, because it's the only thing I know about this album. But the idea that it's society in disarray after the end of religion. So it's it makes sense if one religion's collapsed, another religion's come up in its place. But now even that's like, maybe that was a bad idea. So it's just this chaotic time, and it makes sense if it was.
Yeah, well, spoilers then, for the end of the show, but that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yes, and kind of, you know, kind of hinted by the name of the last song on the album. So
that's exactly what's going to happen. But no, I agree. I want to say, in the ever since you were born, you've been dying. I want to refer back to a line in Year Zero. Papa referred to the fate of man is that of lice. And I believe these lines are a continuation of that. He is still not seeing the population as anything but a means to an end. That end being the power he's currently wielding but is increasingly losing the grip of, as we discussed. So he's turned on them, bitterly mocking them as his act is finally revealed, and Satan starts to lose power within the world because of this. So I think this is him mocking and deriding population for basically just letting him and Satan fuck them in polite terms.
How very colourful.
Have you got anything else to add on those three lines?
I don't think so, no, but I'm rolling with your idea now. Let's see what else I can mine out of that. So
cool.
Après-vous.
All right, so the next few lines are, as a child with your mind on the horizon, over corpses to the prize. It was either you kept your eyes on or eyes in, but I think it's eyes on, trying to be the chosen one. So I'll start off again. This is Papa continuing to berate and belittle the population. He's not talking about a singular person, but everyone as a whole. A child with your mind on the horizon, he is basically comparing the naivete of the population to that of a child. One who is so focused on the future in front of them that they have failed to see what was going on right in front of their noses. What have you got on that line? Or have you got any thoughts on that?
What that line is in particular, or just the whole verse?
Just that.
Because the verse confused me, because I thought when they're saying trying to be the chosen one, I was kind of thought, well, who are you talking about? Because if we are in a new religion, then that can't be, you know, the good pope, for want of a better word. I kind of didn't really know what that could be.
Okay, well, let me finish that off, and maybe then my thoughts on that will sort of open up your ideas for that. And this is backed up by the following two lines. How many people have died in this crusade to rid the world of God and establish Satan and Papa as the reigning power? Is it literal death, a metaphorical death? In my opinion, it's a little of both. It's a little column A, a little column B. The prize which the second line references is simply a nod to the next. Trying to be the chosen one. Trying to be special. Trying to be remembered. Trying to be above everyone else. And ultimately, that's what Papa played on to get his position. The selfishness of the entire population as a whole. They may have had a decent life, but things can always get better under different management. Trying to be the chosen one isn't a reference to one singular person in my mind. It's a reference to the whole society trying to better their position from the past by being the chosen society who Satan has chosen, but really have fucked it up. So it's really just calling the entire society selfish. Are you
sure,
following
I'm
me on that?
I'm with you, yes.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts now then?
Well, I think if you're carrying it on from the, like, you know, obviously the verse before, which is talking about dying, then this is kind of very much talking about death in that way. So this is kind of, you know, saying society's dying in that first bit. And this is the second one saying, well, society's already dead because this is the mistake you've made. Then I guess this is, it leads into that thing you're saying where it's kind of both sides lashing out at each other and saying, well, we were taking you down, but now it looks like we might be going down as well. But you're not as polished and gleaming as you still think you are, kind of.
If I'm going down, you're going down with me.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't really have much else to say on that. So shall we move on to the chorus?
Sure, let's go.
Cool. All those things, I'm going to split this up into two parts, actually. All those things that you desire, you will find here in the fire. Now, this is one of my favorite lines of the entire album. And I am interested to know, just, you know, with your research, etc., what did you think of when you first heard these, just without any other influences? What was your opinion?
Well, this was the thing I was saying about before you even said, I'm using the word inquisitors now, because that's the word you used. Just before, to me, I think I put like minions or something in my note, because that was the only word I could think of people going out and shuffling things. But it sounded like that kind of, it sounds like the kind of advertising evangelical kind of thing. But I thought, we've had a lot of that already, so it can't really be that. Which is why I thought it sounded like the kind of thing, again, with the society in disarray, religion collapse, blah 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 blah, it was the kind of thing saying, well, we're, you know, all the things you want that you can't get from your religion anymore, because what, you know, it's the kind of thing when people say if somebody is really religious, then it's suddenly stop being really religious, what do they do now? Mm. And it's kind of that way of saying, well, all those things that you want, we've got them over here. Then by saying in the fire, obviously literal, you could be like, oh, it's in hell, but yeah, also you could also be like, it's in the chaotic rioting ruins, kind of like, you know, we've got all those things you want, but you probably have to come over to something that you're not comfortable with in order to get them. Mm. That kind of, that was what I thought.
No, yeah.
I'm taking it as inquisitors now, because that's a great word. And it's going to be my buzzword. And I think it should be like every time Aiden says inquisitors, take a shot. But that was what I really thought the vibe of this song was getting at.
Okay. I think we're running along two different paths. And I think I am also somewhat to blame, because obviously the way I'm recording this season is a bit different. And this I'm not going to edit out. I will explain it. But obviously me and Aiden talked before the show, and we are recording this before all of the episodes have been released so far. So there is a bit of a synced up difference. So I do apologize for that. But it is just the way that these things work. Nonetheless, it is a very valid point that I think would stand if the world wasn't already crumbling, in my opinion. But
okay.
But that's just where I think we are in the story. Again, if you disagree, anybody, yourself or any of the listeners, feel free to at me on Gospel of Ghost on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and whatever else I use, probably maybe Tumblr, I think, sometimes, not really. And just tell me, like, tell me what your ideas are, tell me what your thoughts and theories are. But would you like to hear what I have for these?
Yes, sure.
Cool.
And see how much I disagree with it.
Yeah. So this is the part of the chorus I believe is being sung by Papa, because I did say, remember, that the chorus is being sung by the born again Christians, but this part I believe is being sung by Papa. And the first genuine instance that we've had of Papa outright admitting that the wants and desires of the people, of the society, of the population, were never going to be answered, but instead their hopes and dreams have been burned in the fires of hell, maybe not literally, as you said, probably metaphorically, which he helped create. The way he sings it, like the way that Papa sings the line is so sinister and so cocky. Like, the man knows he's near an end, but he's lashing out and trying to make himself feel better about it by hurting others. That's him sort of outright admitting that the entire thing was a fraud, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I'm still going off of my route, but sure.
Okay, no, that's absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. So, put your hands up and reach for the sky. Cry for absolution. You'll be down on your knees and you'll cry. Cry for absolution. You had no idea how hard it was not to say you'll be down on your knees and then do a giggle.
How childish.
I know. So, as you might have guessed, this is where I think the second perspective kicks in. The born-again Christians who are pleading with the rest of the population to about-face, to turn back to God and let the charade end. For those who aren't aware, absolution is defined by the Cambridge Dictionary as the act of forgiving someone, especially in the Christian religion, for something bad that they have done or thought. So basically, this course, to me anyway, is the orders or requests or pleas of the born-again Christians telling, asking, you know, begging the population to get down on their knees and beg God for forgiveness and for mercy. But will he answer?
But if it's saying you'll be down, who's that coming from then? Because if it's saying you'll be down on your knees and you'll cry, is that not Papa saying that to them?
That's what I'm saying, is that it's born-again Christians telling the population who had already converted to Satan. Or who are still loyal.
Oh, I'm with you
now.
I thought you were saying it was entirely from them. It was like as if they were singing this bit.
They are, in my head, they are singing it to them.
To themselves.
No, to the born-again Christians who have sort of manifested since Devil Church, etc., are singing it to the population of Satanists and trying to beg them to turn back to God.
Oh, I see. I'm with you now. I'm with you now. I thought you were saying it was from the people who had turned and were regretting it, singing it, but I thought that, well, who are they saying you'll be down on your knees then? So that doesn't make any sense. But no, I'm with you now. That was just me being stupid.
I mean, a born again Christian in this world is pretty much someone who turned and regretted it. Let's be honest.
I suppose so. Yeah.
Yeah, but what did you think for this then?
Well, I didn't really know. So you've answered my question, because I thought, you know, well, I googled obviously absolution. It means forgiveness and that kind of thing. But I thought, as a society, these are those remnants of societies. I was saying, the ones who haven't got off to the Gospel of Ghost, and they were left standing. And I thought it was just them trying to say, well, we want forgiveness because we've let society get to this point. Why didn't we try and hold on to the God Squad as we were, as we had it before? So I thought it's just them saying we want forgiveness because we've now, how did the society get into a point without God is our fault. That's what I thought, you know, it kind of...
Oh, man.
Do you get what I'm saying? Or has God Squad distracted you?
No, God Squad did me in, I'm sorry. It just reminded me of fucking Space Jam. Like, for some reason, instead of the Toon Squad, it was the God Squad. Oh, man, that came out of left field. But no, I completely see what you're saying. And in that way, though, both of the theories kind of tie into one another, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because I suppose your side is the, oh, we need forgiveness because we turned, now we've come back. Oh, please don't hate me for it. But then the other one is, what I was saying is then them saying, well, if it wasn't for us turning, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. So it's, you know, it all ties into one, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it is. We are working along the same lines on this particular verse.
I think the paths are maybe starting to become one, but they'll probably veer off again.
The rest of the song, there's only like two more bits I want to talk about because the rest of it's just repeat, unfortunately. But with that said, are you ready to move on to the next part?
Yes.
Fantastic. Even now, when you're here, you are moving, hysterically seeking out what needs improving, and you're still asking for the sun. This stumped me for a little bit, I'll be honest.
Same, because when they said, even now when you're here, I went, where? That was my reaction to it.
Maybe I can point you in a direction on that particular.
Okay, where are we?
Okay, so even now when you're here, I had that in my head as not being a place, but the situation that the population have found themselves in.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
So it's not like a physical place, but it's like the state that the world is in at the moment. Like, does that help? Does that spark anything?
Yeah, but I suppose, because hysterically seeking out what needs improving, you could say it's them trying to work out what needs being restored, I suppose, in order to get to a stable society again. Mm. That's kind of what I... looked at a bit, but it was just when they were, even when you're here, I was like, where are we?
No, that's completely fine. So I think this is being sung by Papa again, because it is another verse. And as I've said, even now when you're here, not being a place, but the situation the population have found themselves in, hysterically seeking out what needs improving, to me, that means they're not looking for things to improve. They know what needs to be improved. But to me, that sounds like it ties back into the previous chorus, but they're trying to improve their situation through outright begging. So they're hysterically begging to God to save them from the situation that they've put themselves in, pretty much. But the final line, and you're still asking for the sun, they still believe, despite that all the stuff that they've done wrong, despite the fact they turned on God, and despite the fact that they ruined the world, they still believe they're deserving of the light rather than the darkness that they have brought upon themselves. So they're still being selfish. They're still being selfish, even after all this time.
I suppose as well, if they're saying cry for absolution, if they have now cried for absolution and they believe they are self-righteous, then they'll be like, well, I've what's it called when they go into a booth?
Oh, confessed. Confession.
If they've confessed in a way, it's kind of like, well, I'm worthy of the sun now, aren't I? And it's kind of like, well,
it's a bit more to it than that.
You did still do those things.
No, I completely agree. But maybe that is what it is. Maybe Papa is seeing them sort of begging for their lives, begging for their world to be restored to God, and sort of judging them for still being super fucking selfish and not having any lessons learnt, basically.
Yeah, and it could be him kind of saying, well, if you are thinking you are these nice, good Christians again, well, you're still behaving a bit more like us, because they would be, you know. That isn't a big part of Satanism about, you know, owned of it. I can't, there's a word for it, but when you just focus on yourself and it's just individualism, that's it.
Yeah.
When it's a big part of Satanism is individualism, just being like, well, as long as it's right for me, then, you know, it's all right, I'm going to do it. And I think it kind of ties into them. I would say it's him saying, well, you're still being selfish because you're still doing individualistic things, which are a bit more like what you were doing when you were with us. So
that's a very good point. That's a very good point indeed. I want to point out though that there is a difference between selfishness and individualism, because I'm sure there are probably some Satanists out here who listen to this podcast, and I play it up for the podcast. I'm not actually a Satanist, guys. I'm sorry.
Fraud.
But
scandal.
I know, right? I'm still going to say Hail Satan at the end of the episode, though. But in my thought is that individualism for Satanism is to focus on yourself as much as possible without harming other people. Selfishness goes beyond that, if you know what I mean.
All right, fair enough. I was going off individualism that I've learned in A-level politics, conservatism, so, you know.
Well, no, the conservatism just want to harm everybody.
I'm relating conservatism to Satanism. That's my political satire of the evening.
I still completely agree with your point. I just wanted to point out that there is a difference between spiritual individualism and selfishness. But I do completely agree with your point.
Yeah, but I'm still rolling with it, though.
No, that's fair. They have been forever changed by their flirting with Satan, let's put it that way. And Papa knows this. I mean, Papa knows they have the, you know, even if they are going to change, they still won't be any better than they were before. In fact, they're probably going to be worse. So is God going to forgive them? Find out next time on The Gospel of Ghost.
Right, I'm off. Thank you.
No,
he won't. No. So there is one more thing I want to talk about, and it is just the repeated lines of you'll cry, 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 cry. Have you got anything for that at all? Because it's not something that you could exactly look into.
No,
so
it's
don't
not
worry.
That, it's not that deep, really, is it? It's just repeating. You'll cry for absolution, but in a catchy way as we go into a guitar solo.
Yeah.
Which is actually my number one favorite ghost guitar solo, actually. So
it's pretty kick-ass. I'll give you that. It's pretty kick-ass. I do like it when they play this at gigs. I think they played it at the first gig that I see.
Very
it,
good live.
Awesome. Or rituals, sorry. I keep calling them gigs, but they are rituals.
It's been so long since I've talked about Ghost Live that I forgot they were called rituals.
I know. I wrote this, and these are going to be my final words for the episodes, because the rest of it is just the chorus over and over again.
Yeah.
So, you'll cry, you'll cry, you'll cry, etc., etc., and that's repeated seven times? No, six times. So I've wrote down here, and these final few repeated lines that we are covering are back to Papa again. This is him both mocking the population and predicting what's about to happen. Because even though Satan in himself was a failed experiment, the God of this world is definitely not merciful enough to forgive humanity for what they've done. And it's ending in a dark tone.
Yeah.
This whole entire album has just been on a fucking downward slope of despair, pretty much.
Yeah, really. There's not much. You know, the last album's got a few kind of catchier things. They're a bit more lighthearted or funny or whatever. And this one's just depressing.
Yeah, it's just, the songs themselves are catchier, and I say they're catchier. The songs themselves are more upbeat, but the lyrical content and the story that they're telling is just depressing, because it's the
miserable,
it's the end of the world. It's exactly what it is. And with that spoiler out of the way, shall we call it an end to this week's episode of The Gospel of Ghost?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Aidan. It's been an absolute pleasure. Remind the listeners again where they can find both yourself for the ghost stuff and your podcasts.
On Instagram for the ghost stuff, we are ghost.clergy.uk. That's us. All things ghost for the UK, I guess. Podcast-wise, we're Exterminating Doctor Who and A Night with the Dark Knight. All of that you can find on Instagram at EDW_podcast. Had to really think about that there.
Thank you very much for joining me again. And I should just clarify, by the way, you can be outside of the UK and still follow Ghost Clergy UK. Am I correct in saying?
Yes, sure. But I just need to get every single ghost fan in the UK following it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I walked past somebody the other day and he had a ghost t-shirt on. So I thought, oh, I'm going to say something. So I walked past him and was like, oh, nice t-shirt. Completely blanked me. So everybody except him, you can follow.
Fuck you, guy. Unless you're an avid listener to this podcast, in which case...
Well, you can listen to the podcast, but just don't follow me. You've betrayed me.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Aidan, again. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem. And I will see you guys again next week for what's not the finale that everyone was expecting, because everyone forgot about a certain song. But we'll see you guys next week for Deus in Absentia. Have a good week. Hail Satan.